Judge blocks Trump admin from deporting activist under visa ban. A federal judge granted a temporary injunction on December 25th to block the Trump administration from detaining and deporting Imran Ahmed, an activist among those recently subjected to visa restrictions by the State Department for alleged censorship. Ahmed, CEO of US-based Center for Countering Digital Hate, is a British citizen and a legal permanent resident of the United States. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced the visa bans on December 23rd while condemning the EU's Digital Services Act, naming several former EU officials, as well as prominent activists who had a part in formulating the DSA. The announcement followed the EU opening formal proceedings against X under the DSA, alleging dissemination of illegal content. US officials decried the move as censorship. Ahmed sued on December 24th in a bid to stop deportation proceedings, naming Rubio, Attorney General Pam Bondi, Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem, Acting Director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Todd Lyons, Acting Field Office Director of the New York ICE Office Judith Almodovar, and Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy Sarah Rogers in the complaint. Rogers had accused Ahmed of collaborating with the Biden administration's effort to weaponize the government against U.S. citizens in a social media post on December 23rd, writing that his organization published the infamous Disinformation Dozen report that spurred a campaign to deplatform those questioning the safety of COVID-19 vaccines. Leaked documents from CCH show the organization listed Kill Musk's Twitter and trigger EU and UK regulatory action as priorities, Rogers wrote. The organization supports the UK's Online Safety Act and EU's Digital Services Act to expand censorship in Europe and around the world. Ahmed argued in his complaint that the sanctions were political retaliation and violated the First Amendment. Immigration enforcement, here, immigration detention and threatened deportation, may not be used as a tool to punish non-citizen speakers who express views disfavored by the current administration, the complaint said. Mr. Ahmed's effort to protect children from social media dangers and harmful hate speech does not present serious foreign policy consequences, any more than do the actions of the United Kingdom and European Union legislators who voted to pass the laws that Secretary Rubio apparently does not like, the plaintiff argued in a separate court filing. Ahmed is also arguing a violation of his due process rights under the Fifth Amendment, a violation of immigration laws by tying his speech and views to a cause for deportation, and that the executive branch has exceeded its jurisdiction. The complaint reaffirmed CCDH's support for the DSA. U.S. District Judge Vernon Broderick has set a hearing in the case for December 29th. The Supreme Court and Congress have repeatedly made clear the United States is under no obligation to allow foreign aliens to come to our country or reside here, a State Department spokesperson said. Reuters contributed to this report.